Netanyahu reaffirms commitment to free all Hamas hostages after IDF soldiers rescue. By Joshua Kaplan on October 30, 2023. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the Israel Defense Force, IDF, and Shin Bet, the country's internal security services, for rescuing Monday a female soldier who was kidnapped by Hamas during the Palestinian terror organization's unprecedented attack on the Jewish state earlier this month. Last night, our forces liberated Private Ori Mehidish from Hamas captivity. Ori was abducted on the black morning of October 7. Welcome home, Ori, Netanyahu said in a statement. I commend the ISA and the IDF for this important and moving achievement, which expresses our commitment to bring about the release of all the hostages, the Prime Minister added. Netanyahu also reaffirmed the IDF's commitment to destroying Hamas, referring to the terrorist fighters as monsters. We will continue to pursue you. We will continue to hunt you. We will strike you until you fall at our feet, the leader vowed. Following her rescue, Mehidish underwent a medical examination and was determined to be relatively healthy, according to the Jerusalem Post. The rescue comes after Hamas published a propaganda video featuring three hostages demanding Netanyahu agree to a prisoner swap of all Palestinian terror prisoners in return for the now remaining 238 hostages in Gaza. As previously noted by the Post, Hamas is infamous for waging psychological warfare and their media is not to be taken at face value. Netanyahu's office criticized Hamas's propaganda video, branding it cruel psychological propaganda. To Yelena Trupanov, Daniel Aloni, and Ramon Kirsht, who are abducted by Hamas, which is committing war crimes. I embrace you. Our hearts are with you and the other the captives, the Prime Minister said. We are doing everything to bring home all of the captives and missing.